You go to the gym to strengthen your muscles. You use the latest smartphone apps to strengthen your brain. Now, it's time to strengthen your spiritual core. Why? You are awakening. The true core self is alive within us now and breaking through the ego's shell of everything we believed we were. Learning how to be and live from our core self is essential now. But how? How do we live in this new way when our core spiritual muscles are so new and unused and the old ego muscles are so strong and habitual? Join spiritual embodiment coach and trainer Amber Jamrose as she explains this mass awakening and how to navigate it, tunes into the audience's shared life themes for direct teachings, and takes your calls for personal spiritual core strength training. Now, here's your host, Amber Jamrose.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Spiritual Embodiment Training Show. I'm your host, Amber Jamrose. So good to be with you again. You are listening to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, broadcasting here at 1510 AM WMEX Boston, heard every third Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern. You can also tune into my show on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Monday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern. To learn more and for a full station broadcast schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. So I have a lot to share with you today. We have gone through that initial September shift in consciousness. And I'd just like to give you the lay of the land for today's show. So there are three things I'd like to get through and to help give you guys this information. So the first thing is talking about the September shift in consciousness. And the second thing is talking about, because of this consciousness, what are these two critical, essential choices that we must make in order to change with these changes and to move forward and live from here? And then the third part is about past lives. And when I was getting ready to just be with what I'm going to talk about, this past life information kept coming that I really need to share that with you guys. I have an idea of what I want to get into about past lives, but there's some reason that I need to talk about it and touch on what I'm going to touch on. So these are the three things I'd like to jump in. And because we're all in a group like this, with the intention for self-awareness and for healing, when one person asks a question or shares what's happening in their life, the answers can benefit everybody. Because when we come together like this, in my experience, it's like a silent prayer for grace and accelerated healing and a lot more effortless healing. So let me give you those phone numbers to call in with your personal questions. And you can call in at any time. I'm going to probably spend the first 25 minutes of this segment getting through the information I want to share with you guys. And then the last two segments, I'll take your calls, but we'll just see how this goes. So the phone number to call in is 617-237-1234. That's 617-237-1234. And there's an 866 number. That's 866-338-9663. 866-338-9663. So let us jump in. What in the heck happened in September with the blood moon and the Jewish high holidays and all the astrology stuff that was happening? So I'm going to give you the overall, and then I'm going to go into detail. The blood moon on September 28th marked an end of a certain way of being, and a brand new, I really can't say new because it's who we are, but a brand new way of being for us humans anyway. Now, this change that came in fiercely, like ripping a Band-Aid off between who we really are and our ego, or who we really are and our emotions, or who we really are and our unhealed emotional wounding identities. And before this change happened, there was like, I could say like, our real being and our ego were kind of all merged together, and it was harder to tell the difference of what was what. Now, there's this fundamental foundation that has allowed us to remain identified as our ego or as our mind or as this separate self that is gone, taken away, totally not there anymore. And again, this movement did not happen slowly. It was like boom, and then here we are kind of figuring it all out. So because this movement has happened, there's a much more starker difference between our beingness and our ego. It's like a bridge, if we're driving a car, and there's a bridge that connects over water from one piece of land to another piece of land. And let's say our being was on one side, and then there was this bridge, and our ego was on the other. The bridge is gone. It's not there anymore. So there's a lot more space inside of us. We don't so much experience, oh, this space is so lovely and I feel so blissful. Some people may. Again, everybody's different on their path, so how you experience this change will be unique for you. But mostly how we experience it is because of all this space, all this identity is like floating around in our systems. It has no more anchor. The only thing on a very deep level that's making these ego identities or these emotions still happen is out of pure habit. They're actually just floating out of pure habit in lifetimes of feeding these wounds, we'll say. And so this blood moon shift, this shift in consciousness, has left us with a much deeper, I don't even want to use the word opportunity, because an opportunity is kind of like gently given, like here's an opportunity. I invite you to be in your being. Okay, this is like it is time to be in your being. And because that bridge is gone, our ego, we could say, is kind of left on the other side being like, what do I do? What do I do? It can't feel better. It can't connect. I mean, this is a really, really, really different experience since before September happened. And I'm going to go into how you can tell what your ego is in a moment and give you some examples. But because this bridge within us, from our, we'll say, our true self to our ego self, and to be able to live from the ego self only, because there's so much space now, and the foundation that has allowed us to identify as that ego is gone. I mean, it's not kind of gone, it's gone. Over time, it's going to become more difficult and harder and more chaotic to maintain living from these identities. Because our being, it's like it's, we could say it's taking over. And this bridge, another way this is showing up is in relationship. Okay, so because I've had this ego bridge, we'll say, that has maintained my separate sense of self, I've bridged to you from that bridge. Now that bridge is gone, how do I connect to you? If I'm not connecting you to you through my wounding and my idea of myself, I'm just being with you, and you're just being with me, but we don't know how to do that. I mean, we just don't know how to do that. So this shift is so fundamental and so major. You know, it's like a season. My husband has given me two really good analogies that I want to use today. It's like when the seasons change and it goes from summer to winter. It gets cold for everybody. It doesn't single people out, and some people it's colder. We all go through the shift, but how we experience being colder and how many layers we put on is different for each person. Maybe I don't get as cold as you do, so I wear less clothes. So the shift is like a season. It's happened to everybody, but how each person experiences the shift will be different. The other significance around this, I mean, there's a lot of significances, but even though I don't even know if significance is a word, it may not be. Another major thing is because that bridge is gone, creating from my mind and who I think I am is fundamentally over. Okay, it's over there still, you know, running around and being in habit. But I can't, because I'm more of my being, without being conscious of it, I just am because of this shift, it's going to become really hard for me to create from my mind and for you to do it and for everybody to do it. The awakening that happened in 2012, that's already happened to many people. People's lives are falling apart. Stuff that is not true and that's not aligned to their being is just falling off. And they've had to really learn, including myself, how do you navigate your life if you can't make up your life anymore from your mind and from your idea of yourself, and it's falling away on a daily basis. So a few, will say, pockets of people have had to learn, how do you live from your being, because my ego just dropped off. So a lot of people are still able to create their life from their minds. It's still kind of working. This shift that's happened in September, even for those people, is going to start making it quite difficult. And so I want to give a couple more examples of this inner shift of the space that's happening and how it's happening, and also the outer shift of what it doesn't look like, okay? So this is where my husband comes in again with the other metaphor. And he said this like years ago, and he even forgot that he said it, but it's brilliant. So because we've had this internal change of our being and our ego and all this space, if we just look outside for a reflection of that change, everything looks exactly the same. Right? Houses are still standing. The buildings are still there. Everything's running the same for the most part. So to look for the reflection on the outside of what's happened on the inside, it's not going to happen. Now here's where the metaphor comes in. Termites. Okay? So envision this party in this elaborate house. And there's this velvet, yummy furniture and the best food ever and beautiful, beautiful paintings on the wall and this the most just amazing lights and curtains, and it's just so lush. And everybody's there with their glasses of champagne and everybody's dressed up. And they are really enjoying this room that the party is in. But little do they know, termites have been eating the walls for years. And at any moment, that entire room is going to come crashing down. But it doesn't look like it. It looks like everything is exactly the same, right? So if we just look outside, it's like, well, nothing's really changed. But it doesn't feel that way inside. The termites, we could say, of awakeness and awareness are eating away. All that light is eating away at our ego, we could say. And so this fundamental shift was like a termite shift. It's been eating and eating and eating. And then, you know, this major movement has happened. So how do you, I'm gonna jump into this. So how do you tell what your ego is or what your separate self is? It's a really good question. It's almost harder to detect your beingness because the being is... Words always escape me. You know, we could say it's see-through, it's consciousness, it's empty. It's so one with source or life itself. It doesn't have, we could say, English language qualities to point to. Oh, that's my being. But our ego, however, and our separate self, which is the same thing, has all kinds of qualities to point to help us go, oh, that's what my ego is. Okay, so I want to just go through a little bit of those right now. So how do you detect your separate self? So I'm going to do it. I'm going to say the major one. And it's kind of interesting when you really start playing with this, to start noticing, okay, this is my ego. Your separate self is the part of you that says, what am I going to do about my life? How am I going to make money? How am I going to survive? What am I going to do? What about me? It's the part that worries. It's the part that prays. It's the part that meditates. It's the doer. It's the part that is in complete survival, worried about itself. That's your ego. That's the separate self. Your being, we'll say, is on the other side of that or right next to it. Let's just pretend that bridge is still there. Your situation may still be the same, but if you can handle it and be with your beingness, not the worry, that's where your guidance is. It's not in the worry. So the part that worries That's the ego. Another way to find your ego, and here's an example. If you say to yourself right now, I'm not good enough, watch where you react. I'm not good enough. What in you reacts to that sentence? What contracts? The part that contracts is the ego. The part that believes that statement in any way, shape, or form is the identity. It believes that thought. That's another way to find the ego. So you can say statements to yourself to watch where you contract, and that's the separate self. That's in lack. You know, it really believes these belief systems about itself. A third way to detect the ego is where you take things personally, as a big one, and where you defend, where you're in defense. So if I said, oh, my God, you're the most amazing thing ever, and you were like, oh, that feels so good. And if I said, you're the most horrible thing ever, and you were like, oh, I hate you. Either way, you've taken it personal, good or bad. It's easier in the healing world to let go of the stuff that doesn't feel good. But the other small fine print is, the stuff that feels good and that gives you, you know, a little drug of feeling good about yourself, that's also your ego. So it's this place in you that takes things very personal. It's the second you even say, I, what about me? That's the ego. And then there's your beingness. And that's the shift that has come in. There is much more separation now between your beingness and the ego. So I wish I had like 5 more hours to be on the show with you, because there's so much information. So I want to go in now, because of the shift that's happened, and there's this massive contrast now between our being and our ego, and we have all the stuff floating inside. Feeling like you're losing your grip on reality can feel like a feeling. Feeling like you have this big spaciousness inside of something was there and it's gone now. This can be very, without knowing what it is, you know, it can be really scary. It can feel like you're losing your mind. And we could say you actually are losing your mind and you're going into your being. So there are two crucial choices moving forward of how do we move through this change with way more ease and not so much friction. Okay, actually, how do we ride this wave into our being? Because it's not like it's going to go away. It's just going to get more. Okay, so the two crucial choices are choice of coming into your being, you know, actually making the leap, leaving the ego, noticing the ego for what it is, and actually fundamental choosing to live from your being, to live differently. And the other choice, which is a major thing, is awareness. It's time to start honing your awareness, because this change is so fundamental to understand what's happening to you and to know how to navigate your life. You need to now, it is crucial that you can tune into yourself, tune into your situations, start using your being's capacities of feeling and knowing and understanding. And using your awareness is the medicine. Because if you can learn how to detect and connect for yourself of what's happening, that's everything. Nothing and nobody can take that away from you. So to know how to live from here, to choose to A, be in your being, and it is the most challenging choice that can be made, not to give our energy to the ego, we could say, to heal our wounding, to understand ourselves, and then B, use our awareness to teach ourselves what's happening, to use our attention in the correct, we could say, ways, in the ways that work for us now. These two things are extremely crucial. And I'm actually getting, you know, I've been doing this work for 21 years, and over the last 6 months, my work and the way I've been working has been dying off, and it's been coming into this new place, and I'm actually guided now to start teaching classes on awareness and how to hone your own being. How do you be in your totality and use you, right? I mean, it's just crucial at this time. It's not another healing modality. It's actually yourself. So I will be teaching classes in 2016, and I'll share more about that later. But then the other thing I want to touch on now before we go into the break is past lives. And how do past lives fit into what we're going through? So the one thing that I want to share to help you understand yourself is the feelings that you have. Now, this may be a reminder for you, or it might be brand new information for you. But I'm really getting to share this with you all at this time. Your core emotional charges and wounding and upset and your core situational life themes in your life are not just stemming from your childhood. They have past life origin to them. That's why they are so intense and they're taking so long to heal. It's not something that just happened yesterday. So in your past lives, whether it was an earth life or whether it was another life, all your unhealed stuff is still here for you. And I will get back into that when we come back. So again, I would love to hear from you. Let me give you those phone numbers again. It is 617-237-1234. That's 617-237-1234 and 866-338-9663. And I will see you on the other side of the break.
Pressure is on. Can you feel it? Life as we've known it is no longer working. Why? We are awakening. The true core self is alive within us now and has a new life to live. What does this mean? How do we live from here? Join us live every third Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern as spiritual embodiment coach and trainer Ambujam Rose explains this mass awakening. Ambujam's direct approach teaches you how to navigate this new wild ride, educates you on how to strengthen your spiritual core, and takes your calls for personal spiritual core training. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show every first and third Sunday, 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Every first and third Sunday from 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Embody and strengthen your spiritual core faster and easier with Ambujam's intentional group power healings done by phone. The power of unified group intention multiplies your capacity to heal. Healing energies amplify, allowing your complex karmic issues to awaken and heal faster. Your alignment with your true core self is magnified and reinforced. The combined group intention for self-awareness and healing sparks graceful healing and effortless forward movement for all. To join the next group power session, visit AmbujamHealing.com for details. Step into who you are faster and easier with private spiritual core training sessions with Ambujam. Ambujam sees where you are on the path and helps you stay on the path. Her gifts help you find the truth within and live that truth throughout all aspects of your life. She's relentless in helping you cross those big, scary thresholds and heal your past pain, making it easier than you ever thought it could be. Ambujam's private sessions accelerate your ability to step into who you are and get on with it. All sessions are done by phone, Skype, or FaceTime. To schedule your private session, visit AmbujamHealing.com.
Join the Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Come explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today. Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Spiritual Embodiment Training Show. With me, your host, Ambujam Rose. And we have Nikki on the phone from Florida. Hey, Nikki.
Hi, Ambujam.
Hey.
My call.
Well, yeah, thanks for calling.
The question is about the past life that we know that interferes with our present life. If we didn't clear, we're still wounded. How about the parallel life or parallel universe, as you call, does interfere with this life as well?
Yes, that's a really good question. So parallel lives are interesting because past lives on some way are almost easier to detect because the feeling doesn't feel very present. And I'm going to give you all an exercise of how to detect, how to find your feeling and follow that through the past, okay? So once we start going through that experience, it's like, oh, this isn't really from now. This was from a long time ago. Oh, and look how it follows forward in my stuff with my parents and then my relationships. And parallel is a little bit more harder to detect because it's happening right now. And we could say the past is happening too because there's really no linear time. But your question also leans towards discernment and using our awareness to discern what does parallel life energy feel like versus past, right?
So you're going to teach us how to do it?
Yes. Yes, there's like a whole slew of classes that want to roll out of how do you, you know, how do you, A, use your awareness, B, how do you then use that to discern what's what? Like, what is my mind? What is my ego? What is my emotion? What is my past? What is my future, right? So it's such a long process in a certain way because it's practice, 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 practice.
Right.
So can you, I'm getting to ask you, can you go into deeper detail of why you're curious about this parallel thing? Like, what's up for you around that?
Yes, because this is just start happening. I start like all this speaking life language, and I start wondering where I come from. I discover the planets I came from, and then I know I have five lives with this one parallel. And those questions start coming to my mind. How does it interfere? And I've been changing so much. Like you said, ego is not even here anymore. When you tell us, like, can you say that, you know, I can't even repeat what you just asked us. It's so funny, Ambujam. Even if I want to say this to rephrase, I can't. It's so amazing. Right. It's amazing. I love it. This journey
is
incredible.
The consciousness that's here on the planet is so much of a higher frequency in love. And so it's so, you know, since that September shift, our ability to connect in ways like this, like you're experiencing, our ability to feel the difference between our mind and our ego and our wounding and our you know, what's really true, it is exponential. I feel like I want to tell you.
Yes.
Spirit wants me to encourage you. It's an encouragement to trust your awareness to keep tuning in through this parallel stuff and learn. And this is important. When we start using our awareness, when we start using our intuition,
right,
it can feel like, and people say this all the time, when I ask them something, and then they tell me from their true self, and they go, I feel like I'm making it up. And this awareness to tap into our past and our parallel and anything It feels very different than a normal everyday experience, and that's a very specific reality and frequency, and we really have to learn to trust that kind of feeling like we're making it up, that odd kind of fantasy-like feeling of how can this really be true?
Right.
And so I feel like for you, the more, and I feel like you're already doing this, that's why I can say this to you, the more that you keep trusting your ability to tune in this way,
yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm coming home. This feels so normal for me.
Yes. It starts getting normal. I'll be so normal.
Yes.
I
just really feel strongly encouragement, encouragement, encouragement. Keep going. And trust yourself over anybody else's opinion.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Oh, I so appreciate your work. I love you.
Thanks, Nikki. I love you.
Thank you, darling.
Bye. Okay, bye. Okay, so I want to give you the phone number again to call, and then I want to give you this way to connect to your past, okay? So the phone number is 617-237-1234 and 866-338-9663. All right. So let's do an exercise together. And, of course, if you're driving, you know, don't do this right now. Do it later. Okay. I want you to bring your attention, because I'm going to talk like in a very pedestrian way here. So you have eyes, right, that are looking out right now, and they're noticing something. That's attention. You're paying attention to something. When you close your eyes and go within, it's bringing that outward attention inward, okay? And that basic thing might be a really good reminder. It's a good reminder for me. It's like, oh, I have this attention, and I'm always using it 24 hours a day. I'm just not consciously choosing, right? I'm unconsciously choosing where I put my attention. So to take your outward attention and bring it inward, and I want you to pick a core issue for you, core feeling that you have, core emotional issue. And I want you to just feel it. Be present with it. Meet it like it's your best friend. Now, here's where the focus comes in and using your awareness. You stay with this feeling, and you're going to track it to where it comes from. Okay? So you're going to stay present with this feeling that you're feeling, and you're going to, it's like an intention and a choice, that you're going to take a journey with this feeling. You're going to become really curious of where did you come from? What is your origin? Why haven't you healed yet? Why are you so core to my life? And you meet it like it's a friend that can bring you to the answer. So you want to meet this feeling that you're having, become really present with your attention and available to the answer of where does this come from? Now, some of you are more feeling-oriented. Some of you are more, we could say, mental-oriented. To surrender, which means let go, into whatever that is for you, and just allow this feeling to take you deeper beyond this reality, beyond, oh, this person did this to me yesterday and I'm really upset. But what's the feeling from? Yes, it got triggered yesterday. And so you really bring your awareness to it and you sit with it with this soft intention that you're going to follow it down to its root. And you're just going to be with it and be with it. And you're going to feel where it's taking you. And you're going to watch. And as you're in this process, information will start being given, whether it is a knowing, like a mental knowing, or whether it's a feeling. Either way, you want to keep going and see what this feeling has to tell you. And trust your experience. And why this is so important now is because the bridge between the ego and the being is, we could say, is a certain bridge that left in September is gone. There's so much that's being triggered. Most of what you're experiencing is not from this life. It's like dust balls everywhere. Where did all this stuff come from? It's not just your childhood. It's not just your parent or your boss or whatever it is that's upsetting you. Everything is getting blown around. So the more you can practice bringing your awareness to your feeling to have understanding, it's so supportive and can help you. So we're going to our last break for now, and I will see you on the other side.
Pressure is on. Can you feel it? Life as we've known it is no longer working. Why? We are awakening. The true core self is alive within us now and has a new life to live. What does this mean? How do we live from here? Join us live every third Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern as spiritual embodiment coach and trainer Ambujam Rose explains this mass awakening. Ambujam's direct approach teaches you how to navigate this new wild ride, educates you on how to strengthen your spiritual core, and takes your calls for personal spiritual core training. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
It's a child's job to play, to learn, and to have fun. It's an adult's job to keep them safe. Did you know that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before the age of 18? Every day, families enter the Children's Advocacy Center because of a child's courage to tell someone what happened to them. Keeping our children safe starts with a conversation. This is Michelle Aranger, Executive Director of the Children's Advocacy Center. Learn more on how to keep your child safe. Visit cacofbc.org. This message made possible by the Fall River Rotary Club.
Step into who you are faster and easier with private spiritual core training sessions with Ambujam. Ambujam sees where you are on the path and helps you stay on the path. Her gifts help you find the truth within and live that truth throughout all aspects of your life. She's relentless in helping you cross those big, scary thresholds and heal your past pain, making it easier than you ever thought it could be. Ambujam's private sessions accelerate your ability to step into who you are and get on with it. All sessions are done by phone, Skype, or FaceTime. To schedule your private session, visit AmbujamHealing.com.
Are you ready for the quantum age?
Humanity's next step in evolution?
Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you to the extraordinary platform of Evolutionary Voices for the Quantum Age.
Let's explore. Learn more about this upcoming age where we bridge science with spirituality.
Where potentiality meets reality.
Where we take compassion into action.
Our trailblazers and visionaries will ask the whys, the what ifs, while igniting continuous possibility.
Come along with us into an age beyond what we know today, where we can grow together in unity consciousness.
Experience Evolutionary Voices for the Quantum Age, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern on DreamVision7Radio.com.
Tune in every first Sunday at 6 p.m. for maximum success, the Coach Brew Show. You'll learn success strategies to take your game to the next level from performance consultant John Brubaker. Maximum Success explores why winners win and teaches you the keys to peak performance. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Embody and strengthen your spiritual core faster and easier with Ambujam's intentional group power healings done by phone. The power of unified group intention multiplies your capacity to heal. Healing energies amplify, allowing your complex karmic issues to awaken and heal faster. Your alignment with your true core self is magnified and reinforced. The combined group intention for self-awareness and healing sparks graceful healing and effortless forward movement for all. To join the next group power session, visit AmbujamHealing.com for details.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Hey everybody, it's Ambujam with the Spiritual Embodiment Training Show. We are talking about the shift in consciousness that occurred from the September blood moon and all kinds of other stuff that helped move us into this new place. And I'd like to talk about a couple more things that the shift created. I was doing a session with somebody, and at the end of every session, Spirit does this completion thing where they complete whatever needs to be completed, release whatever else needs to be released, and support whatever else needs to be supported from the work that we did. And a lot of profound things can happen in that like last little two-minute piece of a session. And I was sitting with my client on the phone, and we were in that process, and all of a sudden I was shown from the September shift that a veil between our human world and spirit world is no longer there, and that our spirit guides, we could say, our whole spirit family, is right here now. It's always been right here, but there's been a veil, we could say, or an energy in between us and them, of us really feeling our whole team of beings in the spirit world. And so without knowing that's going on, because spirit is right here, that's, we could say, that's downloading us with spiritual information all day long now. There's definitely an energy that's, like, even what's right here. So the mental mind doesn't go, oh, my beings are here now. That's what it is. You know, again, it's just another layer of why we feel how we feel, why we feel so different. So that's really interesting, that veil is gone and that there's a much deeper connection between us and spirit now and the spirit energy. And the other thing I wanted to share is that when the shift happened after September 28th, after that blood moon, when a shift happens so profoundly like that, it takes months to roll out, you know, what that even means. And to roll out through the ego and to roll out through our being. And so we are in a very, very, very beginning stages of this bridge being gone or our being being much larger. And so there's so much to learn from here. And my experience during this time is there have been waves of consciousness that will roll right through and give me a different orientation within myself of how I feel inside. And we had one of those waves last night and into today. And I'm wondering, because of that, you know, how do you feel today? Do you feel disoriented? Do you feel like something's gone that used to be there? And in looking at it, because I definitely felt it last night and today, to me, it felt like this pressure around me of like, be in the truth, or be in who you are. I mean, I don't really have words, or so not accurate for these experiences. And as I started to look at it, what I noticed was that was within the structure of the ego. If we look at it like scaffolding, it's a structure, and the structure holds and makes the ego, right? The structure in consciousness. Within that structure, some more structure broke. And so our identities that were standing there all nice and strong, living their life, boom, structure's gone. And now they're just hanging there or floating there or whatever they've been standing on, they can't stand on anymore. So between last night and this morning and today, there is even more structure that has moved away, that's been allowing our ego to stand there all nice and strong. So that's another thing that happened. And so these changes in our evolution are going to continue and continue and continue and to continue. And to go back to those two major choices of, you know, I choose to come into my being and to listen and to live from there makes life a bit easier because that's what's happening anyway. You know, our lives are going to get zambonied of everything that's not our being. It's just the way it is. It's where we are now. And so the more we can play along, we'll say, or go along quietly, the easier it is on us. Now, making that choice is so fundamentally scary because everything on the other side of the bridge is screaming, no, 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 this is my life. This is who I am. And all the attachments to stay in our ego, to cling to all of these positions and these defenses and these ways of being is our survival. And so to choose every moment of every day is where that choice is at. You don't just make the choice once and you're done because the wounding will come, the ego will come, everything starts coming saying no. And so to make this choice is not a light thing to say. It's the deepest thing you can do to free yourself from all of that limitation of the mind and limitation of the ego. And in doing that awareness, going back to that second choice of how we navigate through here, to then start using your attention of how do you pay attention to your being? Okay, and this is another navigation tool. So because of this shift that's happened, there are less things in the way that have you detect what your true being feels like. So I used to have this protocol that I would share with people of how to connect to the truth inside. So it was, you know, here's what your emotions feel like. Here's what your mind feels like. Now go all the way through that and land in your heart. Go into the center of your heart and really feel what feels true in the situation. Okay, that whole thing, not going to work anymore. Because when we bring our attention inside now, we have no center of self like we used to 3 weeks ago. We are this big, expansive, moving, all-encompassing energy in there. And so we are going to have to learn a whole new way of, because that bridge is no longer there, of how do we connect to who we really are? What does your being feel like? Because it's not an idea. Who are you? How does your life want to unfold from here? And again, choosing to go to the side of the being, we could say, and take the leap. It is complete surrender. It's like flowing with the river, and that river will flow where it needs to, and it has nothing to do with what your emotions want or don't want because it's not emotional. Your being isn't an emotion. It's a beingness. And so it is a whole new life that awaits us. And because of this shift, another part that's quite significant is we are in a major experience within ourselves of being up against the unknown. Because the being, we could say, when it, or our true self, or that consciousness, it is 100% aligned with life itself and with source, we could say. Okay, and all these words are very separation-based words, so it's really hard to have the language to talk in oneness talk, right? So we still have to use words at this point. So the being, because it's connected 100%, it's just constantly unfolding and manifesting life as life itself sees fit. There's no other agenda. What do I want? What about me? It doesn't do that. It's what's now? What's now? What's now? It's like being an artist. It's just constant flow and creation. There's no, you know, the ego has a result-oriented agenda. You know, when we create something, it's like, well, what is this going to create? And am I going to be safe? Right? The ego is based in safety. But the being is like a flower that's a bud, and it just opens and opens. It opens. It doesn't have a separate agenda of hurry up, open. So when I say the choice of going to your being, it's a major, major, major different way of living. It's basically letting go of attachment, agenda, and outcome. I mean, how hard is that for us human beings with wounding, right? And with all this past life stuff that's not healed, that's showing up as our core issues in this life. So it's, you know, the task at hand is just enormous, but we can do it. See, that's the thing. There has to be something inside of us that wants to make that leap and then be with that every day. So this shift will continue to keep rolling out and rolling out and rolling out and to keep creating and recreating whatever is next. And it's, we could say, we can't really predict the waves of when things are going to shift. So as we move forward together as humanity, the practice of letting go is going to be key, letting go of the old structures. And so it can feel scarier. It can feel more like we're losing ourselves, and our minds can be freaking out as we continue to go forward. But the key is knowing what it is. Okay, my mind's freaking out. It's my mind. Okay, my core issue is up. This is my emotion. I mean, it's a whole way of being versus just acting from these places unconsciously. So I'm just getting to tune into spirit now to see what they have to say to you. So they're giving me this image of a blue sky and clouds in the sky. And they're saying, you are the blue sky, and the clouds will come and go. Weather will come. And if you can gently and lovingly feel and remember that about yourself during these changes, because there's going to be a lot of clouds that will come and go in the blue sky. And they're saying to you right now, you know who you are. Stop pretending you don't know. Stop pretending you don't know. And they're saying, we love you. So there's just a couple more things I want to say before we end. I want to thank you all for being here so much. I will be back on the third Sunday of November live here in WMEX Boston. And this show will play on Monday on Dream Visions at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern. And the classes that I will be doing will be listed on the Dream Visions site, also on my website at ambujamhealing.com. It's ambujamhealing.com. And the group power healings that I do help you move out of that ego into the being much faster and easier. And those healings will also be listed when they come on the Dream Vision site under the workshops and classes and on my site under the next group call. So I want to thank you all so much for being here. It's a lot of information. This information will be recorded in the archives, so anytime you want to listen to it, feel free. And always feel free to email me at ambujamhealing@gmail.com and let me know what you would like addressed in these shows. So thank you so much. Drink plenty of water, and I wish you much, much love, peace, and clarity on your journey. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Spiritual Embodiment Training Show with Ambujam, where you can know you're no longer alone in what you're experiencing. Learn how to navigate your wild ride of awakening and strengthen your spiritual core. Join Spiritual Embodiment Coach and Trainer Ambujam Rose live every third Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Listen again every Monday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. To attend Ambu Jam's intentional group power healing sessions and to schedule your private spiritual core training sessions, go to AmbuJamHealing.com.